Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM radio dial, if your radio still has a dial. We're online at kgvm.org. You're tuned in tonight to the Local Musician Spotlight, and I'm glad to have Jonathan Kennedy, The Connection, back here in the KGVM studios.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's we were trying to remember before we started here. You were one of the probably the very early spotlights. I can't remember, not the first one, but not probably less than five in.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, well, it was super fun to do it then, and happy to be back now.
Awesome. A lot has transpired in the 3 or 4 years since we started this. You've got more albums, for sure. Apparently, writing has been prolific here.
Yeah, I find my life here in Bozeman to be pretty inspiring, and just love making music. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Cool. I was wondering, maybe if you want to play some songs, we'll jump right into it. With all those albums, you've got more than a couple songs to play.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm going to start with a couple oldies, 3 years old, but yeah, a couple oldies from my first album, The Connection. And this one's called Market and State Street.
Face.
Were those all off your first album?
The first two were, and the last one was off my latest physical release this time. I have four albums out. I'm starting to work on the fifth.
Fifth one, nice.
First two were put together as one. Connection 1 and 2 is on Spotify as the Jonathan Kennedy Connection as just one album.
Ah.
So there's three online, but... I have
four CDs, yeah. Cool. Yeah, so the 1 and 2 and then Carpe Diem and this time?
Yeah, and Carpe Diem, the latest one, is only streaming. I didn't make a physical copy of that one. My plan is do the fifth one and then make the Connection collection on vinyl. So I'll take bits of all five and do the collection.
Cool.
Connection in the collection.
Nice. Yeah, it's I haven't heard lately if the lead time on vinyl is getting any better or worse or where it's at.
Yeah, I do know that in Minneapolis, where I'm from, a new independent record pressing plant is opening up.
Oh.
And their aim is to specialize on local independent artists, probably a lot of local artists, but
yeah.
Yeah, and I wish I could remember their name to give them a sufficient plug, but new spots are popping up.
Yeah.
I think it's getting a little better.
That's good. You know, I was sort of expected that to happen, and I hadn't been, like, really keeping tabs on it, but it seemed like for a while the record companies were leaving a lot of money on the table because they were so far behind on pressing LPs, so.
Yeah, yeah, it's a drag, but I'm in no rush. My plan has shifted so many times. At first, I was going to do the Connection 1 and 2 on vinyl, side A being 1, side B being 2, and then I thought, I'll take tracks from this time, and then I thought, I'll use Carpe Diem, and now it's just going to be a greatest hits kind of
thing. Yeah, cool. Nice. Things have come a little ways. I remember when you were in the first time that you had your backing tracks were on cassette.
Yep.
And things are a little different now, easier.
Yeah, I've gone digital, and I'm not going back.
Yeah.
Cassettes are cool, but they aren't that cool either.
Yeah, there are the cool things, I think, get eaten by the not cool things.
Yeah, yeah, and it's easier this way. I think it sounds better this way, and I've slowly made a lot of upgrades in my setup, what I consider to be upgrades.
Yeah,
at least.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they're making life easier for you, that's definitely an upgrade, yeah. Right?
Yeah, but it's been fun. It's been a process, you know, and I'm about to take my show. Not quite on the road, but I'm going back to Minneapolis, and I'm going to play a couple of gigs back there.
Cool.
So those will be the first Connection gigs outside of Bozeman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That'll be a big thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal for me, because I was a musician in Minneapolis for 15 years or longer, and I'm going to play at some places I used to play and see a lot of faces I used to see and play with, and yeah, I've been dreaming about it for 5 years.
Awesome.
And it might be hard to come back, but but I do love it here too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, you want to play a
Yeah, play sure. Set? Yeah, this next one is from the first album. This one's called Revolving Door. And yeah, I'll just get into it. This or that, the painter laughs. He draws a line right down your spine. Pick it up or put it down. You've had enough, don't come around. Let it go or go between. A little lie to go and die. On the road, I'm western bound. Don't say I'm wrong, don't stay too long. Hesitate to not relate. You've come this far, tips in the jar. Scared it out, scream and shout. A little laugh left to dispense. Two machines caught in between. A little loud here on the cloud. By the lamp, don't say he's gone. He wasn't there. Revolving door. Get down before your revolving door. Get down before your revolving door. Get down before. Circles ride, I think I might think about you more than you do. Put that away, the pain I say, head on the floor. Something said and nothing read to go behind. The circle winds, planet stuck, it's not enough, you could have sworn. Words in a stack and crack your bag. I overhear, I'll turn it black. Not the refrain, keep coming back. All in your head, it never lasts. Much too soon, it's nearly June, but not quite May. Appeal to you. Go to work, get a job, just like your dad. Revolving door, been down before your revolving door, been down before your revolving door.
Stuck in a
Same thing going around and around and around. Day after day after day after week after month after month after year. I put a door stop at the door. I jump out. All in your head, it never lasts. All in your head, it never lasts. In your head, it never lasts. All in your head, it never lasts. In your head, it never lasts. All in your head, it never lasts. Thanks. That was Revolving Door, and these have all been original songs of mine, but this next one is a cover by REM. It's called Electrolyte.
Some burning holes through me. I'm gasoline. I'm burning clean. 20th century, go to sleep. Your plasticine, that is obscene. Is obscene, and you are the star tonight. Sun electric got to sight, light eclipse the moon tonight. Electrolyte, you're out of sight. Up.
right, this next one's a new one.
Lifting the icicle man, doing whatever he can, wallowing in the machine, his pile's dirty and clean. The icicle man makes a pledge, beautiful jagged black edge. The ice and the man and the cycle has begun. The icicle man burns the hedge. Icicle down the stairs, never touch the ground. What you lost, you found. At what cost, what found?
Okay, this is my new one called Carpe Diem. This is the last song you'll ever hear.
Fade like falling sun. That's one more thing that it's underdone. In 4/4, here's the chorus coming for us. It's the last song you'll ever hear, the last song that you'll ever hear. Might just last forever till it's over and the motor won't turn over. It won't sing, sing, sing. Out of focus, wasn't for us, and it's over.
So if you're just tuning in, this is the local musician spotlight on KGV in Bozeman. Glad you're tuning in. You should have gotten here earlier, but you can listen again on Saturday night at 6 p.m. We'll re-air the show, and this one's audio only. A lot of the shows that we do out in the Tune Factory, and Locum Productions helps us out with those and does YouTube streams of them, and you can go and check those out on YouTube whenever. We're happy to have Loken Productions assistance with that. They share that space with the Gallatin Underground. And those guys are also out there doing a lot of fun shows, video live streams and stuff too. So we're all trying to do our part to help promote local music here in the Gallatin Valley. And there's a lot of it to promote.
Yeah, KGVM is such an asset to the community. You guys do so much for local musicians and local politics, local sports. It's such a cool station. I'm so glad I found it, and thank you, Bob, for reaching out early on. And I'm honored to have been one of the first local musician spotlights back then.
Yeah, back a ways. It's been a while.
Well, you've got your big anniversary show coming up, too.
Yeah, Saturday night cool. Down at the Rialto is going to be hopefully a big show, and we've got a great lineup of bands. It was hard trying to pick. There's a lot of great bands, so we kind of went with a rockin' set. We are going to start out with Larry Kiff, his classic country set. He's been on the KGVM since like the first month he did a live show. And so he'll start it out, but then we've got some rock bands. So
yeah, Panther Car, yeah.
Goners UK. I just saw them at the Hoff. They got back from their tour and did a show at the Hoff. And man, it was definitely full on Goners. So
cool.
We've got the Dirty Dirty and the Dane Andrew Thompson Band and the Gallatin Ghost Train. So we'll mix it up a little bit. But yeah, I hope people come down, celebrate with us.
Well, cool. Yeah, I'm excited for you guys, excited for that show, and excited to go to the Rialto again. It's been a while. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you've been just cranking out music. So before you moved here, were you writing as prolifically before?
No, not exactly. Yeah, I feel like I've hit a creative stride coming here. A few of the songs that I've done came with me. So Strange Town and Market and State Street that were on my first album, those were ones that I'd been kicking around that I didn't do anything with, didn't bring to any of my bands. Each of my EPs has kind of had a song or two like that. On Carpe Diem, my latest one, there's a song called Bozeman that I wrote before I moved here. I'd been here visiting my uncle several times, and one of the times I wrote a song called Bozeman. When I was brainstorming what to do for this album, I was just like, why haven't I brought back Bozeman? And I played a snippet of that actually at the end of Strange Town. There's a lot of songs, being a solo artist, playing with backing tracks, I just feel like a lot of them don't really work live. So there's a lot I would like to do, but that song, Bozeman, I do like some call and response lyrics
or vocal patterns, and I'm but one man.
Yeah.
I remember thinking during that last song, after I put the trumpet down, I was like, oh, now I can take a sip of water. It's like, no, now I got to sing.
Yeah.
But yeah, my idea for this next one, I've been writing a lot, but my idea for this next one, I'm not sure if I want to call it a covers album, but I'm thinking it'll be a covers album of myself. Like that song I did, Icicle Man, in the last set, is actually an old song of mine from a band I played in called Mr. Hyde that was like a 60s style garage rock throwback band. And obviously my new version is the connection. It's not that jangly 60s sound. So, and I've got a couple others from other bands or abandoned songs that I was thinking about doing. And I have that REM cover, and there's also a Lou Reed cover that I love playing, and I've been thinking about making a backing track for. So I think it might be confusing if I do an album called Covers, where it's actually mostly songs I wrote, but that's kind of my idea for the next one right now, and it's probably going to change 1,000 times, but I hope to have it recorded by the end of the summer and out in some fashion by the end of the year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you do most of the recording yourself at home?
Yeah, I do it all myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I've got, I mentioned my uncle, and he lives out here, and that's why I moved out here, and I live in this little cabin on his property, and I can be as loud as I want 24 hours a day. The only things that get bothered by it are really the elk and the deer around me, but sometimes they actually seem to like it. So
yeah.
The elk especially, sometimes they'll sit out on my porch with the guitar and they don't go away. They come closer sometimes. It's kind of cool. But yeah, I do all the recording myself. That's also become a learning process as well, and I think I'm getting better at it.
But, yeah, it seems like the sound has progressed through the EPs, and
cool.
I think the last one sounded really good, I thought.
Thanks, man. I would like to make a band, though. I think my dream would be to do two sets, do one by myself and then do one with the band, where I can play some of these songs that I think would work better in a band. And actually, some of these in the next set are more rock-oriented songs. The first and third one I'm going to play especially in it. Yeah, I guess if you're listening out there, and you play bass, drums, keys, maybe guitar, reach out to me. I guess on Instagram, I'm the JK Connection. And yeah, you can find me there. I'm on Spotify and other streaming services as the Jonathan Kennedy Connection. But yeah, I would like to start a band.
Yeah.
And maybe bring that band into a professional studio someday. Well, on that note, I guess I'll do a couple rock and roll songs. This one's from my second to last album called This Time, and it's the opening track called Drop Me Off.
Does it feel right? I'm coming off up and down us, all around us, never found us. Singing to another one that you barely knew. yourself. Smell it over the edges. Wash it off. Counting your blessings.
This next one's from my second album.
I see no direction, don't feel no connection alone. Fish out of water, a lamb to the slaughter, oh no. I cannot be bothered, I don't know what order it goes. Heels to get used to and flake out, I usually do.
Next one's the first song off my new album, Carpe Diem. It's called Imaginary Paper Cutout Dolls.
Solitary, fine, walk the line out the door. watched them pull a hay on Kay Silver as the day I met Jamaica wasn't all they say. I saw all the men and it's near. I didn't have a clue. You do what you do, do what you do. Feeling sad you're doing it again, but with intent. Imaginary paper cut up dolls. Shot my record wouldn't let me get me some. Suppose I saw heaven bang bang. Shoot, shoot, don't let me down. You don't own, you won't. That's the thing that you heard. That's the word can't begin to describe. Amphibian just falling in and or out and or in. Imaginary baby got up dolls. Baby cut out dolls. Baby cut out dolls. Baby cut out dolls. Baby cut out dolls.
Cut out dolls.
Baby cut out dolls. Baby cut out dolls.
Cut out dolls.
Baby cut out dolls. Baby cut out.
I had this random thought pop into my head while I was listening and you were talking about the elk. And I'm like, so I wonder in the fall if the elk, the bull elk, would like songs more like that last song, little, you know, rocking songs. Or maybe they'd rather listen to Barry White. I don't know.
Well, that's funny. That last song is called B-E-E. I wish I could have come up with a better title. But I was sitting on my front porch when I wrote that.
you know, just looking out, thinking, I want to write a song. I got nothing. Come on, universe, give me something. And then a bee flew up and sat down right by my foot, and there inspiration. it's my piece de resistance about bees. I mean, it's kind of a silly song, but it does touch on the environmental importance of our ecosystem and how bees are crucial and dying part of it. So
yeah,
it's that front porch gives me a lot of inspiration. I've yet to write a song for the bulls to the ladies, but yeah, maybe that's in the cards.
Maybe this fall that could pop out. You never know.
It's good to know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there could be all sorts of you never know. Maybe bear-inspired songs. I imagine there got to be some of them up there.
Yeah, I've seen bears. I've yet to see a mountain lion, but I have a trail cam right outside the cabin, and it's picked some up right outside there.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I just grabbed the cards and was looking at old photos, and last fall there was a photo where a mountain lion, a skunk, and a fox are all in the same shot, and you can see the skunks probably spraying the mountain lion, and the mountain lion goes away and then comes back. So there was something that was attracting all these animals to this spot.
Wild.
Could be a song too. A mountain lion, a fox, and a skunk walk into a bar.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Who knows? But yeah, I really do find this to be an inspiring place, and being around nature and, you know, a healthy community. It's, for the most part, I think Bozeman is, well, obviously supports the outdoors and just healthy living. And yeah, for my creativity, I found that to be very beneficial.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's, it must be nice to find a place where that kind of facilitates instead of getting in the way of that. Because I'm sure a lot of places, there are probably things that get in the way of creativity instead of helping it.
Yeah. Like, I loved Minneapolis, and it's such a great music scene and creative community. But the rock and roll lifestyle kind of caught up to me there. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to going back next month. And this last song that we're going to get to eventually, it's brand new. It's called Beneath the Underdog, and I wrote it about going back to Minneapolis. It's been my dream to play at this spot we used to call Medusa, and is an old auto garage that I lived at for, I don't know, three years or so, and we would have shows there, and we had a bar, anything went at this spot, and I the best of times and the worst of times. But I wrote this song about coming home, just sort of debating if it's a good idea or not. And I guess we'll see. I mean, it's going to be great, but I don't think I'm going back to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, hopefully I won't. If you never see me again, something went terribly wrong. my plan is to go for 12 days. I got a couple shows booked. And the big one is at Medusa. It's now called House of Balls. This artist named Alan Christian took it over a few years ago. It was sitting vacant for a couple of years. And he's really turned it around, made it into a thriving community spot. And he also started hosting this Beyond series Wednesday. I think every other Wednesday they do shows outside in the courtyard. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be similar to what I was used to 10 plus years ago, but also very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what to expect. It's just going to be surreal.
I really love these art places, kind of DIY or, you know, really local focused and stuff, like, you know, Kirk's Grocery over in Billings, I think is kind of a little bit of that vibe, doing art and music and just all sorts of wild stuff.
And the Labor Temple, too. We were talking before the show how
hopefully we can start doing some more all ages DIY shows at the Labor Temple here. Because
this
is a hidden gem in the city. I mean, you've got the coolest radio station in the basement, KGVM, and then upstairs, endless possibilities. I didn't go, but I remember hearing there was a play here at one point. I can't remember what the play was, but yeah, there've been plays here. I've performed music here several times. We did the KGVM live stream.
Last year.
The 2 year anniversary?
I think that was the
three year
anniversary, I think. Yeah. We've got time if you want to maybe do that last song.
Okay. So yeah, it's called Beneath the Underdog, which is the title of Charles Mingus's autobiography. My friend Sprague, who I met in Bozeman, actually lives in the Twin Cities, and he recommended that book to me. And reading that book and listening to Albert Eiler just really inspired me, and also the idea of going home. So yeah, this is a world premiere, and it's a little bit different than my other stuff, so let's see how it goes. Here it is.
Thank you.
everyone thought at the moment. It's right along. And everyone knew it. Shouldn't have come back around to the city.
Yeah, that is a little different feel, and I'm not super familiar with Albert Ayler's music, but that experimental feel.
It just inspired me. He's like on a whole nother level. Like, wow, I'm not comparing myself to Albert Ayler at all, but he really inspired me. On Record Store Day, I wound up getting the box set that was reissued. It was his final two performances in Nice, France in 1970, and the entire performances had never been released before. It's a 5-LP set that I got from the Wax Museum. I got some other cool stuff at Cactus, too, but the Wax Museum was the only spot that had it, and I probably have the only copy within hundreds of miles, because I know Bitterroot Records in Livingston didn't get it either. It's such a cool set. After Record Store Day, I guess... That was over a month and a half ago, probably. Yeah. But I was listening to that nonstop and reading that Mingus autobiography and planning my trip back home. So, put those three elements together and you got a weird song.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, yeah, I want to really thank you for coming in, Jonathan. It's been a lot of fun.
And, thanks.
Hope you have a good trip out to Minneapolis and come back and finish up that album here, that EP.
So. Yeah, I'm sure I'll get some inspiration on the road, too. I'll probably get a new song or two out of it.
Yeah, nice. Well, you've been listening to Local Musician Spotlight, the Jonathan Kennedy Connection here in the KGVM studios. Hope to see everybody down at the KGVM Birthday Bash. Keep it tuned to KGVM. You'll hear the connection on KGVM and a lot of great local music. So, keep it locked right here.